Okay, cool. Look at that. We're on. We are working. We are doing what needs to be done. Okay. Hi there. Welcome to Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. Welcome back. The simple fact that you're still listening to this just makes me flabbergasted and like super, like I keep saying this, I say this every time where I'm like, I'm grateful, but I'm also just like I feel bad. And the thing that kills me is every time I record an episode, I keep thinking about the fact that I'm like, girl, it ain't gonna get better. Not right now anyway. But we're here, we're keeping this thing alive. Come on, keeping things alive. So yeah, what should we do? Catch up. Where the hell have I been? What am I doing? Actually, I haven't been gone long enough that it's like a thing, so it's fine. Let's see. So what has happened with me in the past? I guess it's not 2 months yet, because the warning was sent to me about 3 weeks ago. So at least it's not a mad scramble. Love that for me. So today, as I'm recording, obviously, when I post this, I might actually post this. Yeah, I'm going to post it on Christmas Day, I think. Why not? Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Come on, pressure on me. Yeah, Merry Christmas, homies and listeners and people who still listen to me and support the fact that I want to do this and I keep insisting on posting. Love you so much. Anyway, update on what's going on with me. Yeah, yo, this year has been a lot, eh? Can we just discuss how much this year has been? Like, it's been a lot. Like, I feel like this year came at me leftwise two ways and then hit me again and then was like, ha 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 ha, you think I was done. Energy, straight up. Like, I did not enjoy how this year treated me, but I will say that this year has triggered a lot in my mind. I've been driven out of my comfort zone. Yo, you know when the words don't want to come out and you're like, what am I saying as you say it? Anyway, sorry. So like this year has driven me out of my comfort zones in so many different ways. Like there was a time when this podcast was scary. Imagine. Let's all laugh together. Anyway, like this podcast doesn't scare me anymore. I think it's more just now like a thing where this is the thing, as I've said, like I said in the previous episode. Oof, that the English ran out for a sec there. Anyway, as I said in the previous episode, now it's just a thing where I'm like, I birthed this baby and I'm gonna keep it alive. I don't care. Like, I'm doing this to keep this thing alive. Like, until greener pastures come, I'm gonna keep posting until I'm able to provide the content that the people who are listening to this deserve and need. But until then, I'm pretty much just gonna give you updates. Yeah. So that my podcast stays alive. That's what I'm doing. Yep. And I get it if you stop listening. I'm not gonna sit here and like hate on you, whatever it is, because I also don't really know who you are. So it's fine. But I am gonna keep posting until the wheels fall off my babes, like straight up. But anyway, update on what the hell's going on with me. So as I explained, I had a full-on existential crisis at the beginning of the year. Well, first quarter of the year? Whatever. Anyway, I had an existential crisis. And one thing I've realized in the past couple months since I posted my last, I guess, pod episode, which I can't remember when I posted it, TBH, but like it was posted. So keeping it alive, baby, hashtag. I think one thing I didn't do with my existential is it made me unpack a lot of things internally, and I did a lot of internal work. But then straight after that, I jumped into kind of the old version of my life, which I know doesn't make any sense, but like, let me explain. So I'm very used to being very busy. Like, I always have multiple things going on in multiple ways, in multiple directions. Like, I have to see multiple people at any given point. And I've said this to a couple of my friends, so, like, at least I'm not, like, you know, saying something shocking to the world, I guess. I'm very used to keeping my my schedule busy. Like, I'm used to being somewhere doing something at any given point, at any given time, simply because of the fact that I love to friend. Like, it's my thing. Like, I love being a friend. I love being in friendships. Like, I'm gonna toot my own horn, because let's be serious, who's listening anymore? I'm good at friending. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say I'm a good friend. I'm going to say I'm good at friending. I'm good at the concept of friendship. And because of that, I friend a lot. Like, I'm always somewhere doing something with someone in some way. And the thing that happened, I guess, in the past, I guess, let's say, maybe a couple months, is I went back to my old schedule, which was chock-a-block, back-to-back, busy. Every weekend I had somewhere to be with somebody doing something, and that worked for me once upon a time, or maybe it didn't. Maybe that's how I ended up in the existential, but anyway, we're here now. And it worked for me once upon a time, and I had a full-on existential crisis. I thought about my life, I thought about why I'm on this earth, and I pondered that, and I found, I guess, the result of that, which was just, like, God wants me here. This answer is different to the previous episode, but I've grown, okay? That's what you call growth. But pretty much what I've landed at now is God wants me here. I haven't fully figured out why, but He wants me here. He wakes me up every day. He keeps me going. He keeps all the things that make the things thinging, because that made complete sense in my head. But yeah, God wants me here, and He keeps waking me up every day, so there must be a reason, you know. And I know it's not the most solid answer to that, but it's all I can really give right now. Anyway, that being said, that's how I got out of that space where I'm like, God wants me here, so what do I do next? Because obviously, as much as He wants me here, what does that mean? What am I doing? So then I pretty much just kind of, you know, started making plans and started doing, like, signing up for things and getting on a track of just following a different path, which was cool. But the issue is the fact that I thought, okay, I'm fixed, which I do think is a thing that we sometimes do when we go through, like, a mental, can I call it a breakdown? Yeah, let's call it a breakdown. A mental breakdown or a mental dip, if you want to call it that. I'm not using the right words, I apologize, but yeah. And I thought, okay, cool, I'm fixed. You know what I mean? Which, anyway, so I thought, okay, cool, I'm fixed. Which means that I just went straight back to my life the way it used to be, which was not very smart. Because as a result, I went back into just having back-to-back, chock-a-block, just doing things almost every day. I work full-time at the office, so I'm not a work-from-home hun, which means that a lot of my life has to happen on the weekends. My admin, my errands, everything has to happen on the weekends, which means that if I'm going to see somebody, it's like a Friday night if I'm not exhausted, or like a Saturday or a Sunday, which means that there isn't a lot of, like, not away, actually, there isn't a lot of home time, or a lot of just stop moving time, I guess, in my schedule. And I proceeded to do that. I think, honestly, it started from my birthday, and it kept rolling until last week. Like, I had so many things going on. And about 3 or so weeks ago, I had an actual, like, burnout breakdown. Like, I was exhausted. I was at the end of my tether. I was everything. You know, when you're just like, if anyone asks me to do anything else, I will actually break. And it actually happened at work. They asked me to do something else, and I cried. Like, I cried. I actually just couldn't. I couldn't do it. Well, I did it because I'm still a doer, but I cried. I broke down in tears, and I was smiling, but there were tears falling down my face because I couldn't handle it. And I realized that I'd filled so much of my time with so many things, and, like, I felt broken. I felt exhausted. I was just, yo, guys, burnout is not fun, eh? Please take care of yourselves, guys. Yo, burnout is not fun. Anyway, so that happened. And the thing I realized as well is there's so many things that I'm, like, obligated to do. And these are not obligations that other people are holding me to. And that's the part that I think truly actually caused the bit of break, was the fact that I've committed to all of this. I built this kind of space that I'm in. But the thing that I also realized is during the course of that breakdown, I didn't know who to talk to. Like, I didn't feel like I could talk to anyone and tell them what I was going through, simply just because of the fact that, as I said, it was all within my control. I said yes to all of these things. I committed to all of these things, and they're all valuable in their own ways. But yeah, and that, I think, hardened my heart, to use some Christian terms, but it hardened my heart to other people's struggles, because I realized that I don't see other people's struggles simply because I'm struggling and I'm not telling anybody. And that's when I realized I need to start telling people. But then the next struggle was, who do I tell? Because I realized that I have a lot of... I'm a friend to many. Not many are a friend to me. I know I'm speaking in parables, but it's the truth. And I realized that I work very hard to maintain multiple, too many probably, friendships. And I don't really give people an opportunity to love me back. And like I said, this is a me responsibility. This isn't on anyone in my life. It's just what I've done and how I've built it. And some of that thinking has also led me to realizing that I think I'm afraid of vulnerability. I'm afraid of people disappointing me. So if I don't spend enough time for you to feed back into me, I can't be disappointed with what you feed in. You know, I just need you to show up the time that I see you and, you know, completely pay attention for the minute that we're spending together. And that's it. I don't require a lot of people. I think I'm afraid of needing people. And that's kind of what led to a space where I felt like I'm constantly busy, I'm constantly with people, but I feel, I guess, alone, or in moments of true struggle, I feel alone. And yeah, the big thing that kind of came of all of this, I spoke a lot of just words there, but the big thing that came of all of this is realizing that love needs to come from a place where you can love yourself first, to understand what it is to love yourself before you can try and love on others. Because I think what I was doing was, in all concepts and ideas, you need to be sacrificial, you need to give, you need to, if you have the ability, do it, and all of that stuff. And, well, especially in the Christian context, of course. But like, I realized that this is supposed to come from a place of love. And I don't think it was. I think it was coming from a big place of obligation and duty. There's a lot to unpack there, and there's a lot of just therapizing to be done. But pretty much what it felt like was, well, when I eventually just reached the point where I had to be honest with myself, what it felt like was I was running straight to the result instead of going through the process. I do that a lot, as we've noticed. It's kind of what led me to my existential kids. But yeah, I think that's what I ended up doing, is I ended up just spending a lot more time doing what I should do as opposed to doing what I want to do. And not want to do in like a selfish, ugly way, but more want to do in a, I love you and this is what you need, therefore this is how I should, I guess, provide, give, whatever it is. And I just got into that place where I realized so much of my life is just based on what will people think if I do or do not do something. And that has required some real work. I'm not... Dude, it's an ongoing thing. But yeah, I'm not close to done. I'm not even sure if I've even begun, TBH. But I'm here now. So anyway, that being said, this is me telling you what's going on with me. I guess my plan, for all those who want to know what I'm going to do next. Well, one thing I am doing is I'm reading through this book named Boundaries, which I think has been really good for me. Just like the few pages I've read so far have been like amazing. I'm also just figuring out what I'm going to do next year. I'm planning to study next year, and I'm trying to do like a bit of a chocolate block year of just like finishing the course as quickly as I can, simply because I hate studying. Studying sucks. But yeah, there's a lot that's going to happen in the next year. And I also just have goals, I have plans, and I think the big thing that, I guess, prayers, thoughts, whatever spiritual thing you ascribe to, I want everyone to just be thinking of me, praying for me, or whatever it is figuring out what it is I want to do, and letting that be so great and amazing and big that I'm able to let it overflow. Because right now I'm not living in the overflow place. I'm more living in the place where it's real, it's hectic. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now. And yeah, friends, that's what's going on. So that being said, thank you for listening, even though like I'm out here just doing what I'm doing and just letting this thing just die and come back to life and die and come back to life. But yeah, that's where I'm at. That's just me being honest. And I'm gonna keep posting these episodes until I'm fine, if I'm honest. Like, that's my plan. Like, I wanna pre-warn you, if you're listening to this, this is what it's gonna look like for a little while. And if I'm inspired and something changes, yay. If not, meh. I named my podcast what I named it simply because of the fact that I left it open-ended. And this is the open part of that end. That being said, thank you so much for listening, dearest people who are listening. This has been a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. I play this podcast and I live up to our potential. Okay, love you. Bye.